Hello everyone, my name is Nathaniel Smith. This is my first student interview that I will be doing on the topic of engaging student participation. I'm here with Kutsia, and today we'll be discussing a few questions I have for her, and I hope you enjoy this recording. So right off the bat, Kutsia, why don't you state your year, what your major is, and just a few things about you.
Perfect. Hi everyone, my name is Kutsia. Last name Say, I use she, her, hers pronouns. My name is spelled Q-U-D-S-I-A-S-A-E-E-D. I'm a junior here in the School of Education. I'm majoring in elementary education, minoring in Arab World Studies, and pursuing a dual master's as well in international training and education. I live in Alexandria, Virginia, but originally born and raised in Pakistan.
All right. Well, awesome. Well, let's get started with the questions. So first off, what is student participation to you? And then describe different ways you have participated in college classes, as well as thinking about this definition that AU provides on their CTRL website, which is student participation is a multi-directional flow of communication, engagement, and collaboration. Kind of, again, what does that mean to you? How have you participated in classes? The different ways you've participated? Expand on what student participation means to you.
Yeah, no, I really resonate with CTRL's definition of student participation. I agree that it's very fluid and varied, and everyone has a different way of engaging in the classroom, and it's not like a monolith across the student body, at least. And like, I've participated in classroom by like emailing professors beforehand, whether like I speak or not in the classroom doesn't really and shouldn't really like mark my engagement. I know that a lot of professors have participation points, and I think it's important to clarify that participation looks very different, and students participate very differently, whether that's speaking up in the classroom, engaging in the classroom discussion, or just talking to professors before or after class, talking with peers in small groups. It's a matter of comfort, and that like is very varied. So just thinking about how that looks different for every student, for me that might look like speaking up in one class and not in another, and that doesn't necessarily determine my engagement in the different classes, more so how that engagement varies.
Okay, and you brought up a point in that which I wanted to touch on, which is kind of a good segue into my next question, but the different ways students can participate in a class. In my research that I've done, you can have student-to-student participation in conversation, student-to-content, which means when you're participating with like subject material or resources that you'd use outside, or student-to-professor. Out of those three, one which works the best for you, and then talk about how AU professors have engaged either student to student or student to professor or student to content. Which one do you think comes up the most in your classes? Mm-hmm. And how do you think those different ways of communicating benefit you as a learner?
Yeah, these like types of participation that you mentioned, they look very different in the type of classrooms that I'm in. Some classes are more structured in the lecture format, others more of like a intergroup dialogue format, and so some are more heavy leaning towards student-to-student participation, others more towards student-to-professor conversations. Mm-hmm. However, we really need to move away from the model of like having to raise your hand to like speak, and making classrooms more fluid where everyone can engage. I feel like I'm most engaged in a student-to-student classroom environment and learn the best that way. And it definitely needs to be a balance of the three. So this is where professors can better structure their classrooms to have maybe begin their class with a student-to-professor participation, proceed into, like, student-to-content, and then move into, like, group discussion, or move into small groups, so like that student professors can definitely experiment with that and what works best for them. But personally, as a, I feel like I'm most engaged in a like intergroup dialogue.
And if you can, how do you think that certain professors have maybe engaged more as just a facilitator and having students have the main focus of the conversation learning happen from each other? Is there anything that you think from, you know, the beginning of class to, you know, incorporating the semester that teachers and professors make that type of conversation better in certain classes than others?
Yeah, I think what's been really successful has been like at the beginning of when the course meets, coming up with community guidelines for what that participation looks like. I firmly believe that listening is a key component of like engaging, and this really plays into both the student to professor and to student to student, but like providing guidelines for how to listen, whether it's appropriate to raise your hand while someone else is talking, or interrupt, like what is appropriate in the classroom, and coming up with the community shared guidelines for what that looks like has been really beneficial. Another thing that's really beneficial is to like cater towards different students' needs. Personally, I learn best when I, like, I'm a visual learner, so I learn best when I can see the flow of conversation. And it's always been helpful for me to have professors standing at the board and like mind mapping what students are talking about. Or providing resources that we can like reference during our conversation so that the conversation is not absolutely broad, but more specific to what we're supposed to be studying. So whether that's looking at a reading or projecting an image of something, and we are like looking at it and engaging with content. So this is a great example of like engaging with the content and subject matter, and also engaging in the classroom and where the balance can be striked.
Definitely. I think you bring up a good point, which I wanted to touch on, which is that like you talked about mind mapping the conversation. That goes back to like just kind of saying that the teacher should be more of a facilitator and summarizer of the information, and the students should be the ones tackling the problem and talking about that. But going on to the next question, when you think about participation in the classroom, as we've discussed these different ways, flipping it to the other side, what is the hesitation that comes or has been in certain classrooms about participating, whether it's like in class, outside of class, emailing, communicating, all those things that you've talked about? What is it that maybe makes you less eager to participate in certain classes?
Yeah, I think a significant like part of it could be attributed to just overall imposter syndrome, like always doubting whether like what the best way to do it rather than just like doing it. I think a lot of times like students seek like templates to email professors with to like do it in a very professional setting, and I agree that's great, but also that you can have a relationship with the professor and ask questions. So personally, it has just been like learning how to build that relationship with professors so that I feel comfortable. And I know that this is a matter for a lot of students, like comfort in the classroom, classroom atmosphere, and with the professor. Like if a professor is very standoffish and like doesn't really respond to emails, you don't feel like you can participate or engage with them like outside the classroom, even in the classroom. And so that definitely impacts that. And also just like going back to imposter syndrome, I know a lot of my peers and myself including experienced this, like not knowing what the best way to say something is, and oftentimes like classrooms can become an echo chamber of like repeating the same mm-hmm. thing instead of like branching off and discussing new ideas. And so I really, really hope that we can move into a learning environment where we are able to branch off into different directions and feel comfortable doing that instead of like just because someone else is doing it and they are doing it in words that are more cohesive and articulate, doesn't necessarily mean that they have, like, the presentation of your ideas is really important, but that doesn't, it shouldn't be leveled on that scale.
Kind of on that point, well, what comes to mind for me is, like, being additive and not repetitive in a classroom discussion. I think that's a really good point to mention, because you want not only to engage students in participation, but making sure that it's, like, rich and different, right? You don't want the same participation. Yeah. So going on to our next question, CTRL talks about on one of their websites this concept of engaging students in prior knowledge. And I want to connect that to participation in the classroom. Kind of, one, do you think that engaging prior knowledge and connecting a course to other courses that AU might have taught, or that information that students already know, can help increase participation? And then, if this has happened in a class, how do you think teachers can increase connecting cross knowledge or prior knowledge for their course and information they're teaching?
This is a really good question, and I think it definitely speaks to, like, an increased need in communication between different departments, or just overall studying what is being learned here at AU. Because I think prior knowledge is also connected to, like, lived experience, and it doesn't necessarily have to be what you learn in the classroom. It could be what you learned at an internship. It could be what you learned through working somewhere over the summer. It could be a lot of things, and I think we need to, once again, like, be more fluid in our definition, so that it broadens into, like, lived experience and personal, like, takeaways. And for me, that has been a key, like, topic of conversation, just, like, how does my experience look different from someone else's experience, and how can I use my experience to add to a conversation. But more so, I think that when professors do know what other departments are teaching, or can reference other departments, it's really beneficial, because not everyone in the classroom will come from the same, like, department, or maybe they are different, they're of different years. And, like, I've had classes with freshmen, I've had classes with grad students, I've also had classes with, like, poli-sci majors, and so a lot of that is very different. So, like, not necessarily narrowing what we've learned in one school, but, like, knowing where the other students come from and having them, like, providing them the opportunity to speak on it.
And I think you bring up a good point about that prior knowledge connects to students' lived experience, but also their academic experience. Off of that, would you say that, you talked about it before, but a connection with your professor and that student-to-professor connection, do you think that can increase prior knowledge, which in turn increases participation?
I think so. I think just knowing how diverse our AU community is, that also looks, different based on, like, where we attended K-12, like, whether that's locality or a type of school we attended. So I think just all of those things really do, like, add to a conversation, and building that relationship with professors where you feel comfortable to share that experience is really important. Otherwise, like, I've definitely been in classrooms where, like, I've had a different experience, but I don't feel comfortable talking to a professor about it. Not necessarily School of Education classes, but, like, in general, I've been in many different programs, and that has been a varied experience all across. Maybe, like, I disagree with what the professor is saying and not sure how to bring it up in the best way possible, while still engaging with the material, or disagree with, or have a different experience than what is being discussed.
Yeah, I think that brings up a good point, which is that participation isn't just, you know, talking about the material presented, but it's also challenging it, and you can't challenge it and participate in that way if there isn't a comfortable classroom environment.
Yeah.
So, if there's anything else you want to add on student participation, feel free. If not, that's all the questions I have for you today.
I mean, just summarizing, really, redefining what participation looks like.
For you.
Yeah, for personally, and also in the classroom and beyond the classroom, like what that engagement looks like, because it's definitely, it could be very fruitful if done correctly.
Definitely. I agree. All right. Well, thank you, Katia. Yay. And I'm glad you could sit down with me.
Awesome. Thank you.